Hello, and welcome to the Community Mennonite Church Podcast. When our church gains new members, we invite them to share a statement about their faith journey. Where have they been? Where are they going? And how does CMC fit into their walk? Today, we are privileged to share Ken and Martha June Graber's faith statements from the service when they transferred their membership in November of 2013.
Morning. We've been asked to tell you why we want to be a part of Community Mennonite Church. So we wrote some words. It may not be the whole thing, but it's part of it. I noticed that today's theme for the kingdom is blessing. What a blessing it is to be a follower of Christ. In my life, I have been blessed in so many ways. The first of which was being born into a loving family with Christian parents, and where love and witness of relatives helped shape who I am. When I was still in elementary school, I decided that I wanted to join the church, and after a class in what it meant to be a Christian, I did so with some of my friends from Sunday school. My parents were Methodist, and I was christened as an infant. In our family, church attendance was always an important part of the week. I watched my parents as they took various roles in the church and as they shared the love of Christ with those around them. When I married Ken, I was baptized by pouring at his home church and thus became an Anabaptist. As a follower of Jesus, I believe that prayer is essential and that God is always nearby, so that I can lift up prayers and praises as the moments of the day go by. I believe in God's Word, the Bible, as a guide for my life, as it is for other Christians, and I welcome opportunities to study it both alone and in group settings. Another blessing I have received is opportunities for Christian ministry. At the age of 21, I accepted a call to voluntary service, not MCC, but another one, and went to Bolivia for a year where I taught school and worked with women, helping them to learn about nutrition and the way to care for our families in a safe, loving atmosphere in the home. Since Ken and I have been married, we have had many opportunities to live in various places and to serve Christ, sharing God's love wherever we are and affirming the worth and dignity of those we meet. Now we serve together in Mennonite Disaster Service, helping people who have come through disasters return to their rehabilitated homes after months or years of having to live elsewhere. We are blessed by opportunities to share with the other volunteers and the community people wherever Christ leads. Besides our time, I believe God gives us opportunities to share of the money we have been blessed to receive. As a child, I was given a dime every Sunday to put into the offering plate. Now, there's been inflation since then, children, and I know that a dollar is much more appropriate, okay? But since then, sharing and giving back to God the money we have been essential parts of my daily walk. This week, Kevin King, the CEO of Mennonite Disaster Service, sent this quote in an email to supporters of MDS, which I think sums up what I do now with my life. Ephesians 2:10, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do." Thank you.
I grew up in a traditional congregation where almost everyone had a long Mennonite tradition. I was baptized and joined the church when I was 12. My two-year service in PAX began to open my eyes to a broader understanding of the world, the gospel, and the church. My subsequent career in international development has helped me view with different lenses, the materialism, inequity, deception, and idolatry that is so invasive in our lives, our church, our society, and the world. For me, this evil exists at a personal or individual level, as well as at a structural or institutional level. I continually struggle against despair as I see the huge injustices that are so prevalent today. That is the background to why I am drawn to Community Mennonite Church. I understand the value and the support that a Christian community can provide in trying to live a life of discipleship as outlined in the Community Mennonites Covenant Statement. I also appreciate the commitment to and sharing with each other that I have seen here. I believe that the diverse backgrounds and experiences that comprise this congregation can support me as I continue to walk my faith journey. Micah 6, verse 8 says, "He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." Our immediate next step in our journey is to leave this coming Friday for Minot, North Dakota, where we will serve as project directors for Mennonite Disaster Service to assist disadvantaged people return to their normal life following the destructive floods of 2.5 years ago. We will be returning to Harrisonburg and to Community Mennonite just before Christmas. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. Our theme music is a setting of John Wesley's text, "Jesus, I Believe You're Near," composed by Matt Carlson. Jeremy Nafziger arranged it for strings. To learn more about our congregation or to plan a visit, please check out our website at cmcva.org.